Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's this? A fourth hour of Dirt and Sprague.
Embrace the suck.
Who gave these guys an extra hour?
Well, I think we do a decent job for guys who suck.
Dirt and Sprague.
Why do we suck so much?
On the Fan Sports Network.
Here's to those who love not.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app. You guys ready to go?
Ready to go.
Ready to go.
Hand me the bottle.
You got to come in and do
Swag
it.
Swag has to come in because it's a bottle sniffing thing.
So, So we open up the bottle in the break.
Yeah.
And you get a strong smell when you open up the bottle.
I didn't smell anything when I came in here because I took a bathroom break.
I tried to close it as quickly as I could because I didn't want to ruin the moment for live on the radio.
Okay.
And there's like a bunch of little crystals in here. And so there's a thing that says basically if you don't smell it strong enough, you put a little water in there. I don't think we're going to, I'm not going to make us hold a crystal. We're just going to sniff the bottle.
Okay.
How does that sound? Does that sound like a plan?
Sure.
So then we can't have our own we can't all do it at the same time. So we'll go in a rotation of smelling the bottle.
Do you want to start or you want me to start?
I'll start here. We'll go. By the way, the AP poll is out. We'll talk about that in a moment. Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Monday. These are our this is the smelling salt payoff that we were supposed to do on Thursday.
This is our George Kittle.
This is our George Kittle when they were banned and then unbanned, but we're still doing it because I bought them at the time that they were banned.
Yeah.
And so Patrick came in and took he was our guinea pig. We made sure that nobody
was
going to
die. Doing it.
We wanted Patrick to do it first.
He accidentally did it.
Are we going to be okay? He came in. He wanted to smell them, and he got a good whiff there.
Patrick's ready to go.
I was listening to the boys this morning,
and he gave a woo right afterwards. Sure. So everybody's still alive. Let's give it a shot. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me take that. I didn't take that part off. So I'm just going to take the cap off. We're just going to give it a big.
I feel
whiff.
Like you don't know what you're doing.
No, I have no clue.
Like we're supposed to take something out.
Nope,
but
we're just going to sniff it.
Whoa.
I didn't even get that close.
Yeah, you got to get up in there. That wakes you up. That gets you going.
Oh, yeah.
You look like you're...
Oh, yeah.
We're getting high on our own supply in here, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Should we just leave the bottle open without the cap on?
Oh. Kittle, I get it, buddy.
That felt fantastic.
Can you be a smelling salt addict?
I'm not going to lie to you. I might do one of those every... I thought about doing one when I woke up this morning, but I didn't want to do it. I might be addicted to drugs now.
Hide that from the brand, man. We know he loves to use things with his nose, but
nose
we
got
to make sure he's not doing this with the bottle.
Keep things away from his nose.
Oh, my Lord.
That lived up to the hype. That was really good. Now I know why NFL players do it before every drive.
Now, they have the ones you hold. They don't have a bottle when they do it.
Yeah, I think they have like the breakaway ones.
That one smelled a little different than the one I did.
It's probably some like rat poison
chalky,
in there.
A little chalky
in there.
I didn't go in for the... I gave it a half sniff. I didn't go in for the full sniff.
I went in for two or three.
And I
went
that
in
was
all
plenty.
Way.
You were huffing pain over
there,
dude.
I was.
Well, there's your smelling salt bit.
River!
Okay. Let's get to... the breaking news of the morning.
What's the break? We have breaking news?
I mean, no, not really. You already know what it is.
Well, yeah.
I do.
The preseason poll dropped right there.
Oh, big polls.
Drop the pole on me.
We sniffed so hard that we got the AP poll to come out of our nose. Yes.
Okay.
And here we go. Your AP poll. Let's guess. Brandon Sprague, top five top AP five. Poll from 5-1. Go.
Number one. Texas.
Yes.
Number two, Penn State.
Yes.
Number three, Ohio State.
Yes.
Number four, Georgia.
No.
Really?
Yeah. Georgia's number five.
Clemson.
Clemson is number four. That is your top five.
Number five, Ohio State.
Yeah, you already got Ohio State at three. Georgia's number five.
Oh, Georgia's number five. Sorry. That's the smelling salt. Blame the smelling salt. Is Oregon six?
Oregon is not six. Notre Dame is six.
Seven.
Nobody's giving us a chance, man.
Number seven.
Not even in the top six.
What were you last year preseason?
I think we were higher than that.
No, I know you were, but I don't.
Three?
Top three-ish?
I think.
Preseason?
I thought so. With Gabriel coming in? Let me see if I can go find that. I'll go see if I can find
Ohio State was preseason one because they were picked to win the conference.
And Georgia, I think.
Yeah, Ohio State.
I don't think Ohio State was because remember we got the stat from, was it McMurphy the other day, that preseason AP number ones, they're like 19 in the last 20 years, they haven't won a national title.
I thought that was coach's poll.
Was it coach's poll?
Because the coach's poll came out last week, not the AP poll.
Okay, let me see if I can find this. Let me do a little show research here. We'll see our preseason 2024.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah.
It's still burning my nostrils.
No, in both the AP and the coach's poll, Georgia was number one, Ohio State was number two, and Oregon was number three.
Okay, but Ohio State was picked to win the Big Ten title, right?
Yes, and they got a lot of first-place votes. It was just Georgia was bringing back, and everybody was super high on what, you know, not wrong. Georgia was a playoff team last year. So that is your top seven in the AP poll. Oregon comes in at number seven. The rest of your top 10, Alabama, 8, LSU, 9, Miami, 10. You doing okay over there?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
Another whiff?
The third huff may have not been a good idea.
Probably not smart. It did give me a bolt of energy, though.
Yeah.
Kind of got me going.
Yeah.
Your other teams of note.
I'm a little disappointed Swag did it from like a foot away.
Yeah, we need to get you up in there.
I kind of wanted you to get a little closer.
Let's see here. Arizona State 11 comes in at number 11.
Are you scared of it?
Boise State 25.
Well, after I saw Patrick and him like go in and like eyes bucking out of their head.
Did you inhale?
I did not inhale.
You're like Elon taking a blunt from Joe Rogan.
I was too young to remember that at the time.
I can live with a contact high. That's plenty good for me.
I was too young to fully embrace that storyline.
I did not inhale. We were too young for that. Yeah.
Did anybody believe that?
No.
No.
Nobody, right?
I remember, what year did he say that?
What's the point of smoking weed and not inhaling?
Because I might have been 10 or 11, and I remember seeing that quote, and I remember going,
I mean, I remember the quote. I remember not really fully understanding what it meant.
Nobody believed it.
Like, how dumb could you be?
Well, but also
I did not have sexual relations.
Elon on the Rogan pod did not smoke. That was the fakest weed smoking I've ever seen in my life.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Clearly did not inhale and just blew out smoke.
When you saw Bill there with the shades playing the saxophone on the Arsenio Hall show when he was campaigning.
That guy's smoking tons of weed. Isn't it funny how far we've come to that was a thing where that used to, like, that was controversy? I did not inhale. And now I would question any politician who hasn't at once in their life smoked weed and inhaled.
So actually, it happened during his 92 campaign, so I got to take that back.
That was pretty early on.
Yeah. Old takes exposed. I don't remember that very well.
Somebody said, do this every show. You guys sound jacked right after I try cocaine chicken from primetime. I'm ordering some smelling salts. Dude, do it. I'm telling you, it's worth it, man. It is absolutely worth it. We'll get Swag in for a deeper huff. We'll see if we can get him hooked on smelling salts.
Maybe I heard the quote during, like, DARE program.
That probably was it.
And I remember thinking, like, what a load of crap that is.
Nobody's buying this, dude. Nobody's believing you, Bill. We all know that you inhaled. So there's your AP top 25 for anybody that cares.
I need to run through a wall.
I am, too. I feel jacked right now. I'm doing one of these every weekend or every morning when I get up now. I think I've become George Kittle.
Oh, really?
Dude, this thing at like 5 o'clock in the morning, 4:45 in the morning, as you're just getting ready, like, woo, gets you going.
Would it surprise you or not surprise you in the least to know that George Kittle, I think, is the most beloved Niner?
Currently or all time? Not all time.
No,
right?
Currently.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Clearly Joe and Jerry.
Because other than...
He's got a big personality. He's lovable.
Fred Warner's pretty good, dude.
Fred Warner, but you go and you look
Kittle's
back
far more
at the
of a personality,
guys that
though.
They truly loved. Outside of quarterbacks, but it was
Ronnie and they don't
Ronnie
have a Mahomes
Lott.
Or an Allen.
No, Purdy's pretty boring.
Purdy's boring. Yeah. And he's not...
Trent Williams is just an enforcer who wears glasses and doesn't say much.
I don't know if I've ever heard Joey Bosa talk or Nick Bosa, whichever Bosa bro they got.
He wears hats on the broadcast. He doesn't say much.
When he stands out.
Kittle, like, just at being at the game, like the Jumbotron stuff, it's heavy Kittle.
He's a WWE star, man.
He really is.
He gets the crowd going.
Like, he was walking around the field. He was in a cutoff with some short shorts, and him just walking around the field was just like, people were going nuts.
People freaking out. A couple of notes, by the way, just to file away for those wondering how it impacts the early start of the season and our opinions on it. Week zero in Ireland, officially number 17 versus number 22. We have a top 25 game, Kansas State and Iowa State.
Yeah.
Texas and Ohio State is not number one versus number two because Penn State is number two. So we get number one versus number three.
Doing that on some coffee absolutely has jacked me up
right now. I'm telling you.
Might have been a mistake.
I'm telling you. LSU at Clemson will be number nine versus number four. And Notre Dame on the, all these games, by the way, are week one. Notre Dame on the road at Miami is number six versus number 10. We have three top 10 matchups in the first week of the season now that we know the eight people.
Probably the best opening week in college football history.
If I remember correctly, now some of this might be revisionist history. Do you guys remember week one last year blowing? Like, I remember week one last year just not like
all
this
the big
sucks.
Matchups were in week two, I thought, last
Florida,
year.
Florida, Miami was a big game going in, and then Miami killed them.
LSU, USC was a good game.
LSU, USC was a good game, yeah.
In Vegas, and then that ended up kind of being a dud because USC wasn't great and LSU was mid.
Yes. So that kind of lessened as the year
went
on.
Well, that's the thing about the opening weekend.
We had Georgia, Clemson last year, remember? And then Clemson, Georgia just killed them. It was like 3-0 at halftime, and the final was like 34-0.
It was a playoff game, though, because you had two playoff
teams. Two playoff teams, yeah.
I think that's the thing about it is you think. We're always so excited at the beginning, and then, like, after 4 or 5 weeks, we get a little more like, ah, in retrospect, that wasn't great.
That wasn't that good of a game. So, at least on the outset, we got three top 10 matchups in week one. AP pulls out. Oregon comes in at number seven.
I think it's good that I have never done cocaine. I think I'm learning about that, my personality type, because my caffeine mixed with that smelling salt is, like, I'm already fidgety.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I need to kind of run and
now
move.
You know why people get hooked so quickly. Doesn't take a lot.
Absolutely.
Stay away from it, man. Never done it. Let's get to me wanting to punch a little kid in the face.
You need to stop teasing it like that.
History being made. An old got hurt. Should we make fun of them? Did you guys see Johnny Damon this week? Did you see the pictures of Johnny Damon?
Below the deck, no. Johnny Damon showed himself.
Dude.
And,
search on Twitter, Johnny Damon.
He used to be a sex symbol.
Long hair.
Women were
pull that hair
going crazy when he was on deck.
They were digging Johnny Damon. I don't know if you're digging him anymore.
Not anymore.
Mariners are hot. We got a lot of baseball stuff to get to from the weekend, and we'll start diving into it next. 105.1 FM, The Fam.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, we're feeling good. Everybody's all fired up off their smelling salts.
I'm Energy surprised is Moran back. Hasn't come in to ask for one.
Figured he wants some.
He looks like somebody that does it. Jeff Russ doing it would be amazing.
Yeah, I don't know how that would go over. Jeff Russ and Energy and smelling, like, he's more of a low-key weed guy. You know, that's how I view Jeff Russ.
He's an indica.
He's an indica man. He's not a sativa guy.
He's not a sativa guy. He's an indica guy.
Let's get to a couple of baseball notes from the weekend.
Sure.
I'll stop teasing this and we'll get to it now. Did you guys see the kid in St. Louis this weekend?
Yeah. I missed that.
Bump kid?
Did you see this?
Yeah.
So I tried to watch Sunday Night Baseball and there was a flood in St. Louis or Chicago.
Yeah, 1 hour rain delay. So it started at 5.
It's ridiculous.
Than 4.
I don't know if I've got time to sit around and watch this. There was a kid who saved up his money. His name is,
he looked like he was about 12.
Bradley Vincent, about 12 years old.
Where are we going with this? You've been teasing, punching a kid, and I'm like, where are you going with this?
He's all ready for Halloween.
Up in St. Louis, and they showed him all. It's a big series. Cubs, Cardinals are playing, yes. Rivalry game, playoff teams are vying for playoff spots, all that.
Okay.
This kid shows up, maybe about a 12-year-old. His dream is not to go be a Major League Baseball player like most kids who go to baseball games and wear their gloves and their player's favorite jersey. His dream is to be an umpire.
Oh, my God, I'm seeing it.
And he showed up in all umpire gear.
Yeah, he did.
Got seats behind home plate and stood in the aisle of his row umpiring the game. Now, look.
Are we dealing with a make-a-wish situation?
Not
here?
At all. Not in the least. I saw an interview with him. Not a make-a-wish kid. He just legitimately has a dream of wanting to be an umpire, which, whatever, dude. Whatever floats your boat. If this kid's sitting in your aisle, you're getting pissed off at him, and you know you are.
How many innings does this last?
They did it the whole game. I know. For 3 straight days.
I'm asking you if you are
get this kid in
a bystander,
seat, dude.
And you're sitting here watching this. How many innings do you see this kid doing? You're like, oh, this is cute and funny. And it's like,
I'd say by the second inning of the first game. Yeah. He wants to do it in the first inning. I'm like, oh, that's funny.
For a parent at that
by the time inning two rolls around, I'm like, wait a minute, we're just going to do this the whole game? This is
parents next to him, and there's a guy behind him that's just like laughing about this. But like, how many innings did he laugh?
Cardinal fans are pissed because they're like, we got a big series, and they're just showing this jabroni on the TV broadcast for half the, because they had one of the games on national TV. It was the Fox game, I think, on Saturday.
Well,
it was
the Sunday night game. And the Sunday night game.
So these are nationally televised games. We're like, can we watch our team play and not be showing a kid umpiring the game from the stands?
So I don't know about you two. I didn't have any one point in my life where my dream was to be the ref or the ump. I wanted to be the player.
I never had that dream.
So is this kid realized already how bad at sports he is?
He's gotten the call early.
And there's a little bit of like, I don't know. It's almost like you're telling me you're excited to grow up to be a snitch.
Yes, that's exactly my takeaway.
You know what I mean?
Like, look, I'm not going to punch this kid in the face.
When I grow up, I want to be a rule follower.
Not going to happen. But I, you know, what are we doing here?
I'm not. Okay, your tease is a bit extreme. I will say,
this is douchey.
By the third inning, which I'm watching the interview, it's the third inning.
Yes.
I am like,
he stood in the aisle,
I get it, dude,
the entire game for 3 straight days.
And that seat ain't cheap.
No, it's because he wanted to
for
be behind
series,
home plate
mm-mm.
for a Cubs and Cardinals series.
Here's the thing. The person he's with is a Cubs fan. It looks like his dad, maybe. The person behind him, they're Cubs fans. So not only are you in a hostile
yes,
environment.
In an opposing stadium.
While your stud is on the mound, go Bees, Matthew Boyd.
Yes.
This kid is every pitch responding with a ball or strike call.
Like, what are doing?
And my team's losing at
this
point.
Yes, I'm down 8-0 right now. This isn't funny at all. So that happened over the weekend.
Crazy.
We also had the first female home plate umpire ever in the history of the sport. The first call was rough. She missed the first call. But other than that, I think Day was fine.
I'm making the call.
She just wanted to strike call right out of the gate, clearly. It just was funny that it was like all this attention, like, wow, this is the one pitch that will always go down in history.
Will it?
I mean, the first one.
You're not going to. Come on.
It was kind of funny that you just totally whiffed on
well,
the first.
Do you remember?
People just had jokes of like, hey, she fits right in with Major League Baseball umpires.
I weirdly remember watching. I don't remember the call. I weirdly remember watching the first Devil Rays game in Tampa.
With the old school jerseys.
Do you remember what the first pitch call was?
No, not at all. Not at all.
So, like, I bet you it was a strike call because you got to open it up with a strike call.
Save the baseball.
Yeah, save the baseball. I don't know if it was down the middle.
It was like 4 inches off the plate.
I think this is an agreed
upon
thing.
You could tell, if you watch the video, too, you could tell even for a moment, she clearly went in with the plan of, I'm calling a strike, and then was like, damn it, that was a ball, and then decided, ah, what the hell? Because it was kind of a delayed strike call. Pitch happens, look up. Strike! Gives a strike call. So that happened. That was history in baseball over the weekend. Mariano Rivera, have you guys ever had any?
I mean, it's not the worst. I've seen some bad ones this year.
I'm not saying it's the worst call of the year. That was a bad call.
It's pretty inside.
It's like 4 inches off the plate.
He like backed off the plate and then you see the call. Yeah.
And there's his, even the broadcasters are like, well, I think the pitcher likes this strike zone today. That one wasn't right down the middle. Have you guys ever had any desire to play in an old timers game in Major League Baseball?
No, but I know the story you're about to share.
So over the weekend, the Yankees had their old-timers game, where basically, if you don't know what that is, old people pay a lot of money to go spend a weekend with whatever Major League Baseball team that they rooted for.
Sure.
And old players from that team come out, and you play against them. So famous Seinfeld episode about this, where Kramer was pitching, and somebody was crowding the plate.
Yeah.
And he drilled somebody, right? So that's what's going on here in New York over the weekend. The Yankees had their old-timers game. There was two takeaways from it. One, Johnny Damon looks like a homeless guy. He gained a lot of weight, and the hair is long, and it's just what happened there.
So the Yankee thing. Like, dude, your career isn't a Yankee.
You're more known for being a Red Sox. 3-0 I mean, he was a part of the comeback.
But the comeback.
Yes, one of the most famous moments in baseball history.
I will tell you right now, if I'm a Red Sox fan, he's Curt Schilling to me now. You're dabbling too much into Yankee
lore. I agree with you. You're dead to me at this
like,
point.
Like, dude, you barely were a Yankee.
Barely. How many years was he in New York?
I bet you it's going to be more than we think. But probably. Still, like, I don't think of Johnny Damon as a Yankee.
No, he will always be long-haired, looking like Jesus, playing for the Red Sox.
It's ridiculous.
He played in New York. It was longer than we thought.
How many years?
Three seasons? 4 seasons.
Yeah.
He was in New York for four
seasons.
Was
he even good?
He was only in Boston for 4 seasons, too.
But you're...
But the moments that he had in Boston were 0-3.
Who did they beat?
The New York Yankees.
Okay.
I think he hit a home run in Game 7, too, if I'm not mistaken. Game 7 was at Yankee Stadium. I'm pretty sure Johnny Damon hit a home run in that game at Yankee
Stadium.
Who
does he think he is? Atticus Sappington here?
Yeah, you can't just switch teams
up,
dude.
We all remember you as a
B. Have loyalty, man. What are we talking about? So Johnny Damon looked like a homeless dude, and then in the news of old people don't have it anymore, Mariano Rivera tore his Achilles.
I did see that, yeah.
Running after a ground ball.
Pretty messed up, but I kind of chuckled.
That's kind of tough. That's hang him up, buddy.
Unanimous Hall of Famer.
I had a buddy who did an old-timers weekend one time. My buddy Tommy did one. He sent us videos taking out bats and running out ground balls to first base.
Your buddy kind of trolled. You have a buddy of yours that tried to troll me on my Instagram.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Being in at the Niners games?
He's a Bronco fan.
Dave was taking shots at
he
you?
He did hashtag Bronkbo.
Bronkbo, baby.
First of all, I was around a lot of Bronco fans this weekend. Didn't hear one individual ever say Bronkbo.
No Bronkbos out there?
I heard a lot of, let's go, Bo! Let's go, Bo!
You just haven't caught on to the new hashtag yet.
And then he threw a 3-yard pass.
It's dominated. It's a top 60 player in the NFL according to the rankings.
Charlie checked down against that second unit. 0 points scored in the first quarter.
Trash talking a preseason game. I love it. elsewhere in baseball over the weekend, outside of old-timers games and umpiring news and wanting to punch kids in the face, we did have the Mariners continue to stay hot.
Dude.
I also like this stat.
Unbeatable.
Because we didn't talk about it on the air, but did you see the...
I'd be nervous about an Astros fan right now.
Why am I? Oh, Jeff Pass. You see the Jeff Pass and Doug Minkiewicz back and forth a week or two ago?
Doug Minkiewicz?
Yes.
Yes. Did you see that? Yes. So basically talking about batting average, and Doug Minkiewicz was like, nerd, suck, stop acting like batting average doesn't matter. And Passan's like, well, there's more ways to analyze a hitter than just saying batting average, like how often you put the ball in play.
It was an analytics debate, right?
And it was I played, you didn't play, I know. And so, you know, all that kind of nonsense.
Passan went off the top rope to end
He was
it.
Taking some shots.
Like, what did Passan do to a former player to come off the top rope?
So it was a set.
You'd have to go find the actual one.
I don't want to.
Somebody did it on the. I think it was one of the.
You guys both saw it. You can't just tell me.
He basically just said, "You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about." I don't remember every single tweet coming out.
To say that to a former player, it's controversial. Might be right, but
well, he responded. Mankiewicz took a shot for him for not
playing.
Or not doing his homework or not understanding the game.
He basically said you're just talking to agents and executives, and that's how you're formulating your opinions, because he was talking about some double-A player who he was like, don't overlook his, or don't, you know, look too far into his .220 batting average. Okay. He's a better hitter than that. And Minkiewicz, that's what he went off of. It was like, dude, he's hitting .220. This guy's not a good hitter. And that's when the back and forth started. On that note, for the thought that batting average doesn't matter anymore, did you know the top five teams for batting average in Major League Baseball right now are all in first place? So maybe batting average does still matter?
Yeah.
Getting on base.
So are you guys residing with Doug Minkiewicz here over...
I think there's truth to both sides of it. I think there's a balance in the way you have to view the hitter, that it's not the end-all be-all if there's other things that you can do. And I thought that's what Passan did a really good job of breaking down. Somebody sent him a follow-up and was like, can you explain this further? And he used three different players. He used, I believe, Eugenio Suarez.
Okay.
He used Juan Soto and somebody else. I can't remember the other player. Juan Soto doesn't have a great batting average, but he walks like crazy, so his on-base percentage is super high, and he's saying there's value to that, more so than just his batting average.
Sure.
Eugenio Suarez doesn't have a great batting average, but he hits a lot of home runs, so there's value to that because his slugging is high, and he's going to drive in runs. He's not getting on base as much as other people, but he's hitting home runs, and then he used somebody who I think was a high average hitter, was essentially saying they can be an impact player too. There's just different ways to analyze and view the
and
game.
That's why you have a manager to try to figure out how to structure the lineup to take advantage of everybody's strengths.
I just thought it was a nice turn back the clock of like, look at that. Five best batting averages in baseball, they're all in first place right now.
I mean, do we want to talk about New York in general as a state?
Imploding. Like,
the Mets have lost 11 of 12 and the Yankees are 2-7 in August, and Boone just got ejected again.
We had a Yankee fan ask the question, and this was an interesting point. I know I had an answer to it, and I'm curious if you guys agree with this, but you mentioned earlier how fun it is watching the Yankees fall apart, which they are right now.
Well, you either love the Yankees, you hate the Yankees. There's nobody indifferent
on in between.
Yankees.
And he used the example in another sport of a dynasty that I don't think we have a feeling about the franchise anymore. And there is some validity to it, but basically saying the Yankees haven't won a World Series since 2009. It's been a long time since they've won one, but we still hate them and root for their downfall every year.
Yep.
When there's a team in the NFL who won six Super Bowls, basically, in that time frame, and do we hate the Patriots as much as we hate the Yankees?
No, the Yankees are the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Except
they're
the
going
Cowboys never
too.
Win. But,
well, but they have five.
They do have five.
And they, you know.
They haven't been since 95.
I know.
2009 is a little more. I think the Yankees have won five World Series since 95.
The thing about the Patriots is the Patriots had like such a crazy run.
Yeah.
And they had the Brady statue released this weekend. But it's the Lakers, the Yankees, the Cowboys.
Is there a time?
They're the same thing for us.
Is there a timeline on the Yankees not winning that the hate ever goes away, or will all always be there?
No. Again, you either like the Yankees or you hate the Yankees. There's never like a... I'm indifferent on the Yankees. No, if I see New York, I want them to lose.
Because if you're graduating from college right now, you probably don't even really remember them winning a World Series in your lifetime.
Yeah, but I remember.
And our childhoods are different because they won 80 of them in the 90s.
They made me cry.
Yeah,
they beat my team in a World Series. I cried when my team lost.
Yeah, I mean, I used the I thought it was more like we just hate the Yankees for the organization. We hated the Patriots for two people. For Brady and Belichick,
well, they
for the
also
most
cheated.
Part. They did cheat too. That
I mean, that's the Rams Super Bowl story was great, and then we found out they had all the Ram practice film, and it's like
that helps you a little bit.
Kind of takes it down a little bit of a notch, right? I don't care about the Deflategate. I thought that was the most overrated scandal in history.
Sure,
when he had the inflated ball, his numbers were better. They weren't losing to the Colts because of an inflated ball inflated ball.
Let the guy inflate his balls, man.
What was the ball boy's name? It was something funny, wasn't it? I hated talking about that story. It just would not die. It was like for a week straight. R.I.P. Chris Mortensen, but that story just...
It just would not go away. Jim McNally was the key figure as the Patriots locker room attendant in the Wells report.
Yes.
More probable than not that McNally and equipment assistant John Jastrzemski intentionally deflated footballs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree with the overall take. It just was a funny note from a Yankee fan of like, yeah, I mean, they haven't... They were in the World Series last year, and they...
It should be a badge of honor for these teams' fan bases to know that that's how people feel about
them. Embrace being hated. It's a good thing if your franchise hated.
Absolutely.
That's a proud moment. Mariners stay hot. There's your baseball stuff from the weekend. AL picture, by the way, right now is interesting. The Mariners are only 3 games behind the Blue Jays for the best record in the American League.
Dude, they're a half game back of Houston.
Are
they going to lose?
Never again.
I mean, what point do you start to feel differently about that team?
None at all. Because I don't think August baseball pertains to October in any way, shape, or form. You got to get in. You want to have your best position. I have seen teams.
9-1 in the last 10.
I've seen. They just beat the White Sox first and the Rays, who are not very good this year.
They got a.
So let's take a deep breath.
Rays are only 5.5 back in the wild card.
Road trip here.
The Rays are 5 games below 500.
But they got
currently.
The Mets now, right?
They get the Orioles and then the Mets, and then I think the Phillies.
Look, you're thrilled that your team's playing great. My point is, if you've watched baseball long enough, you've known. I've seen teams that have got limped into the postseason and gotten hot and won a World Series. And I've seen teams that have gone in hot and like, and then, oh my God, they're going to run away with it and they don't want a playoff game. And they're sent home in a week.
Suarez isn't, I think I saw a stat that he is like 4-for-36 or
not
something.
Not doing a ton. He's, and Raleigh had cooled off a ton until he kind of started to hit these barrage of home runs lately.
Julio's caught fire. Julio's, and Naylor has
hey, he's
been
got help
great.
In the lineup all of a sudden. Isn't that interesting now that Julio's having success?
He's a good player.
People around him that take a little bit of the pressure off of him. Fascinating. So there's your baseball stuff from the weekend. Let's dive into a couple other NFL notes from the preseason.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Separate the artist from the art, baby. Good text here at the fan text line, 503-864-6326. Has Sprague not watched Mariners baseball since ever? The Mariners will collapse. It's inevitable.
I'm not even a Mariner fan.
That's from a Mariner fan saying that.
I'm like, just asking.
Just
if
brace it, yourself. It's funny that like Mariner fan feels that way. I was talking to a buddy about this the other day. I go into every Oregon season saying the same thing. Like, when will my heart break? Will it be an early heartbreak? Middle of the season heartbreak?
But you've been to a championship.
We have been to a championship. We have not won a championship, something I'm reminded of constantly. And at some point, the rug gets pulled out from underneath you. It's just a question of when.
I'm telling you to believe in it. I'm just asking if you felt differently. They're 9-1 in the last 10.
They're playing great ball.
Cal Raleigh's
right now
doing something that makes no sense to my brain.
Playing good baseball right now.
Did you see the Lions-Falcons game, by the way?
We did not talk about that at all. That some other notes.
Crazy.
They shut that game down. The kid was... he was like convulsing on the field. They'd take him off in an ambulance. That was a terrifying sight.
My brother was texting me. I was at a pool, and he's like, "You seen what's happening?" And I'm like, "No."
Yeah, I was at the coast this weekend, and that was one of those like end of the night. I'm like, "Hey, I wonder what happened in the sports world today," because I'm totally unplugged for most of the day.
Sure.
And then you dive in, you're like, "Wait a minute, what?" And I see the first thing I saw was like them huddled up taking a snap with all guys like holding hands in a circle.
Yeah.
And they shut down the rest of the game. Sounds like he's gonna be okay.
Yeah, he was conscious. He was talking. He was able to move some limbs. I think the God, it's so disgusting to talk about, but like the internet getting mad at them for running the clock out because of bets.
I mean, that's
wild.
Yeah, let's put those people in Guantanamo Bay. I think there's some room for them down there. That should probably be the appropriate. If that's your reaction to that, you got issues.
Yeah, you're mad that the over didn't hit in a preseason game because a guy looked like he might have died.
Which, by the way, the overs are hitting left and right in preseason football.
They are, man.
And the underdogs are cashing in tickets left and right. So hammer some underdogs and some overs, evidently. That's the storyline. Also, Kyler Murray threw a pick right to a defender. So things are going great in Arizona. That
you're not buying the Arizona Cardinals this year.
Not in any way, shape, or form until they find a new quarterback. Maybe the biggest news of the weekend. I missed the Chargers losing one of the best offensive linemen in the NFL. You guys talked about that on Friday when I was out.
How about the Eagles?
Landon Dickerson went down and they had an open practice last night.
Yeah.
And had to get carted off the field. He's undergoing MRIs today. We still don't have an answer on exactly what it is. Could not put any weight on his leg. I mean, he's an all-pro, Pro Bowl anchor of the offensive line type of guy, and losing him. These are the things that you remember. I saw somebody with the takeaway of, this is why I wouldn't play any of my guys in any preseason or practice. Just show up week one. Like, so what happens if they get hurt week two? Like, guys get hurt. It's football. Injuries happen.
You have to practice. You have to prepare to play the game at some point.
Ridiculously dumb take. But this is a blow for a team that's looking to become the first in quite some time to defend a Super Bowl title.
They're no doubt. They're talented. This is a big blow, but sometimes we've seen it before. They like Mekhi Becton came in there. They plugged him right in. He fit.
They did.
They still have a good group. What I find interesting, and I'll just tell you, because my team hasn't won a Super Bowl in a long time, but they've been to a couple recently. Anytime your team makes a Super Bowl run, because of the extension of a season, the physicality of that game, I know as a fan, like I'm just like, are we going to be able to get to the next season healthy because of how deep of a run you've had?
Yes.
And the Niners last year were the second most injured team in the NFL.
Takes its toll, man.
It absolutely
takes
its toll.
That makes what the Chiefs have done so impressive, because it's year in and year out with a short offseason. Whether they win the Super Bowl or lose, they're going deep in the playoffs every year.
To even get as far as they did last year with that offensive line was really impressive. The Eagles were the fourth healthiest team in the NFL last year.
It's a big part of it, man.
And so, like, I don't want anybody to get hurt. I love watching the top-end dudes play every week. But that's something, as an Eagles fan, you got your title, but you kind of look at that and you go, how are we going to stay healthy because of that extended playoff run that you have? We go to 18 games, it's going to make it even worse.
There's no, I remember doing this a little bit with the Bucs the year after they won the Super Bowl. Coming back, they lost like two starting offensive linemen in training camp. And a lot of it is, well, it's preseason, don't overreact. But it's like, those are the things that matter, dude. Those are the things that you look up halfway through the year. And then another offensive lineman goes down, and you're like, oh, crap. There goes our depth. There goes our skill up front. And you just can't. The main reason the Eagles won the Super Bowl was because of how dominant and physical they were at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball.
Yep.
and then mix him with all the other great pieces that they have around it. But their defensive line and offensive line were the driving force behind everything that they did. And so you lessen that before you even play your first game. It's a tough way to start the year. It doesn't derail their chances now by any means, but it does kind of put those antennas up of what the rest of training camp and preseason will bring. And are there more injuries up front that they have to overcome? If we get any news on Dickerson here in the final segment, we'll pass it along. Let's wrap it up on a Monday. We got some poll questions to answer. Get you set. Close it up next on The Fan. All right, before we get to what we're watching tonight in the world of sports and poll questions, let me ask this. For some people, and this has actually happened with a handful of movies lately that have come out. I mentioned this with the Naked Gun reboot. The reviews of it have been through the roof.
Haven't seen it yet. I need to go check that out. I think I'm going to see Fantastic Four tomorrow for $6 Tuesday.
Okay. At the Moreland Theater, they got $5 Tuesdays, baby.
And then I my kids want to go see the Freakier Friday movie.
They got a new one of those coming out with Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis, the same crew.
Yes.
There's a movie about a bunch of kids that disappear in the middle of the night that has Ruth Langmore in it, and that's supposed to
be Weapons.
That's supposed to get getting awesome reviews. It's
supposed to be scarier than Hereditary, which I saw, and I don't normally watch those kind of movies. Yeah.
There's one about a dog's perspective of something happening that's also getting like 100% reviews early on. I can't remember the name of that one. I'm sure listeners can help me. But usually when movies come out with a Rotten Tomatoes rating of over like 90-95%, that's like rarefied air, and it drives people to want to go see it. Does the opposite apply to you in any way, shape, or form? Because there's a movie that just came out that is getting 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
No, I tend not to trust ratings in general, but when you get to 0%...
Like that bad? Does that drive you to want to go see it? It's so bad that you have to get your eyes on it?
It's like the Sharknado movies. Like the first one, like, okay, kind of funny. But then they make a sequel and people are like, dude, they're making another one.
If there's a movie that's getting bad ratings that I still want to see, there's some overriding factor as to why I want to see it.
I have no interest if it's a
zero. Nostalgia or a particular actor or...
You'll still go, if it's something that's... speaks to you specifically, you'll go see it.
Then I'll disregard it. I mean, I'll know, or probably my expectations aren't that great going into it anyway.
I did watch a movie with the actor you're about to say. Mm-hmm. I watched a throwback movie at my hotel once we got back and had some in and out Saturday in the hotel room. I watched a movie of his from a... back in the day, and had some really old references, and I'm like, man, this movie is old.
This is an old movie. Ice Cube has a new movie out. Then it's a remake of The War of the Worlds, in which I believe he's just like sitting at a computer the whole time. He
Ice Cube, there's
move.
Aliens. Yay, yay!
They shot it in like 2 days. It is legitimately getting 0%. It's supposed to be the worst movie ever made.
There's people that are like, I tried to even jokingly watch it, and I
and it was
get
so bad that you couldn't do it.
Chevy Chase fist pumping. Ishtar's not at the bottom of the list anymore.
Anybody, this is like the opposite of the 72 Dolphins or the undefeated Dolphins. Like, there's a new 0%.
Right,
we're not
we're
in it
anymore.
Popping
champagne, baby.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Are you gonna watch it?
When somebody puts it on a streaming, I'll watch 20 minutes of it.
I think it is on a streaming.
Oh, is it already on streaming?
I don't think it's a movie theater movie. I think it's a straight streamer. I think it's like a Netflix movie.
Let me see. War of the Worlds.
Anyways, I watched Barbershop. Remember Barbershop?
Yes, I do remember Barbershop.
They have a reference in that movie. They're like, man, they're talking about ribs. Because they're talking about race and like,
yeah, you're right. You
hair.
Can see it on Amazon Prime.
Prime.
By the way, I downgraded it a little bit. It's currently at 3% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's gone up,
up a little bit.
But they're basically
I'll watch 20 minutes of this today for you.
Because they're talking about the white guy in the shop and if he can cut black people's hair. And they're like, yeah, I don't care as long as you do it well. Tony Roma's makes the best ribs. And I'm like, Tony Roma's.
Look at that throwback name right
what
there.
What a throwback.
Let's take a look at our poll questions today. See what we got dialed in. And then we'll see what we're going to be watching on TV tonight. We don't have any Monday Night Football, do we, in preseason?
No, not this week.
Not
we will
week.
Next week.
My
next
team
week
doesn't
we
play
get
till Tuesday.
Some national games next weekend. Sunday night on Fox, Monday Night Football.
Oh,
so
okay.
The crews can have a trial run.
You got to do that for the crews. Who would you rather have as your next program hire, John Gruden or Jimbo Fisher?
John Gruden's got to be winning that.
Running away, just shy of 85% of the votes. Mm. Which Browns quarterback will start the most games this season? Joe Flacco, your easy vote-getter there, 55%.
I love that we just assume 41-year-old Joe Flacco
is
staying
fine.
Healthy all
He'll
year.
He'll be fine. Don't worry about it. 21% Shador, 17% for Gabriel. Wow. Why would anybody vote for Kenny Pickett? I don't know. Is Young Hansen Portland Shador Sanders? Of course, 69% of you voted no.
Nice.
No, they're the ones that overreact to preseason. We were never. never do that. Elliot Williams, MVP. It is one of my favorite things.
Real stuff in Summer League dirt.
Yeah, dude, come on. There's NBA bodies out there on the floor, okay? I love the fans that will prop up their guys and then make fun of other fan bases for doing the exact same thing. It is one of my favorite traditions in all of sports.
Who will be the better pro? Shedeur Sanders or Young Hanson?
I think I lean Young Hanson based
Why
on
do you
what?
Do that?
Nothing.
Based on what?
Seven-footer in the NBA?
Okay.
Is Shedeur Sanders going to be a starter for 10 years in the league?
He's going to start this year. I know that.
Does God care more about preseason or as much about preseason football as you do? 75% of you voted no. I don't know what's wrong with you. Jesus didn't take your wheel this weekend like it did Shador's.
Thought God wanted everybody to win.
There are your poll questions. You can go vote on them at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. And we'll give you final results on those tomorrow. A bunch of stuff in my notes I didn't get to today. Some more football stuff. An early projection in an NFL draft next year that is complimentary to one school.
Texas never being number one in coaches poll or AP poll
preseason.
Very
interesting.
Is crazy.
How has that never happened?
Nuts.
Still don't believe it. So we got a lot still to get to tomorrow, and I'm sure some Monday leftovers.
Mail sack as well.
Mail sack. What are we watching now? Anything fun on TV? Baseball? I'm done.
No.
I tapped
well,
out.
Well, is Skeens pitching tonight? No, he's not. Then I don't.
War of the Worlds, baby. Let's do it.
3% college football videos.
Yes.
Psych myself up.
Hype and highlight videos. That'll do it for us, folks. Thanks for being a part of our Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The firm of Harrison Marang is next. You're listening to 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.